Penguin Random House Audio presents False Value by Ben Aronovich, read for you by Cobner Holdbrook Smith.
This book is dedicated to all those cubicle dwellers who, in all their vast and multifaceted variety, labour thanklessly under the lash of insensate management to ensure that all the vital things in our lives do the things we expect them to do, or, at the very least, don't spontaneously explode at an awkward moment. Part 1. The Jacquard. I am often reminded of certain spirits and fairies one reads of, who are at one's elbow in one shape now and the next minute in a form most dissimilar. And uncommonly deceptive, troublesome, and tantalizing are the mathematical sprites and fairies sometimes, like the types I have found for them in the world of fiction. Letter from Ada Lovelace to mathematician Augustus de Morgan, 27th November 1840. Chapter 1. January. Some swans are white. My final interview at the Sirius Cybernetics Corporation was with the company's head of security himself, Tyrell Johnson. Mid-50s, one of those big men who, by dint of clean living and regular exercise, have failed to go to fat and instead compacted down to the tensile strength of teak. Light-skinned with short grey hair.